Kevin O'Leary, or Mr. Wonderful, and fellow Canadian, actually, I should point out, Kevin O'Leary from ABC's Shark Tank joining us on the line. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am Mr. Wonderful today.
Oh, good, good. Well, you're that every day, so it's not much of a stretch, I guess, today. Now, it seems like this season on Shark Tank, you guys are out for blood, and I'm talking about with each other. Like, I'm thinking the competition has picked up between the sharks. Has it or no?
Oh, definitely. You know, Mark Cuban's a new addition this year, and he brings $2 billion cash to the table. The show is on fire as far as I'm concerned. You got to think about us as, what I find so interesting about it and why I enjoy it, you know, I do a lot of work in venture capital. There's a lot of venture capital firms. There's nothing like the Shark Tank because every single one of those investors has actually been there and done and has been successful. So I don't care what deal you bring in. Is it real estate? Is it internet? Is it security? Is it education? Is it, you know, clothing? We've got it nailed. We've got a guy that's been in that market, knows it inside out. We're the venture capital firm on steroids. That's why it's so good.
So when someone comes to present to you, when can you tell they will be a good fit? Is it the way they walk in the room? Is it their poise? Is it the way they speak? I mean, you've been doing this a long time now, so what jumps out at you?
I get it in the first 90 seconds. It's a visceral feeling. I've seen so many pitches. Every single one that's successful over the years, and I tell you, they've got three attributes every time. They can get their idea out in 90 seconds, and it's crystal clear what the opportunity is. So the elevator pitch is really important. The ability to communicate, very important. Secondly, they convince you, and this takes a few more minutes, that they're the right person to execute the business plan so you can make money. That's the key. When you put those two things together, that individual, that's a leader emerging. That's an individual who's got an aura, like a patina, and they're sizzling like an isotope. I want to write a check.
There's some people, though, that come in with one product, and they get a hard time because that's apparently not a business. So what is the difference, then, with that?
You know, there's a difference between a product and a business. I like to invest in businesses that have much less risk because there's a series of products and there's diversification on revenue streams. Barbara, she'll invest in a company that makes cakes. You know, to me, that's not investment, that's a speculation. Somebody making pies, I mean, it makes no sense to me. We all have different styles, but I want businesses, and I much prefer them, and I'm willing to pay a lot more for one that actually has some cash flow. You show me a guy with sales that's making some money, I'm all over it.
Is it more the product, or is it more the idea or the person that you look to?
I like them both. I like ideas that are in markets that are growing, because that, to me, is easier to become an entrant and get market share. I don't have to steal it from somebody else. I can create my own. But the people matter, too. But remember, I'm not in there trying to make friends. I'm trying to make money. So I'm not there, you know, telling them how great they are and how wonderful they are. That's all crap. I want to find out, if we partner, can I help that person become rich and make myself richer at the same time?
And if they shed tears, we're just going to hear kumbaya from you, right?
Oh, that's just, you know, money and tears don't mix, my friend. You know that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't handle it, if you can't take the heat, don't come in the kitchen. Just start crying. I mean, you know, I want to invoice for my time. You've wasted it.
Now, do you actually respect a person more when they stand up to you and kind of put you in your place, or if they try to put you in your place, or no?
You know, I think they should. I'm just speaking the truth. I speak the truth. I never have to remember what I said, unlike the other sharks who always try to make people feel better about their mistakes. I don't bother with that. I'm not interested. You know, money has no emotion. It's black and white. Either you make money or you lose money. So I'm trying to point out to people, look, this is a business. You know how to run a business and make money. If you find me offensive, then don't partner with me. But my track record's really good because I keep you focused on making money. That's why you're here. If you want friends, buy a dog.
We've got to get back to the music. More with Mr. Wonderful right after this. Welcome back, everybody. Talking with Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary from ABC's Shark Tank. Yeah, now, you have made several investments, lots of great success. Which, or is there one that has really surprised you and done really well? And then on the flip side of that, one that maybe failed or didn't do as well as you hoped?
Well, let me give you the numbers, because the statistics are really interesting about venture investing. And this goes for everybody in Shark Tank. Between the years of 1992 and 2000, which was the heyday of the tech bubble, the internet bubble, 1 in 10 deals returned their money and made money for the shareholders. So 1 in 10. Since 2002 to today, it's 1 in 25 make money. And on the tank, 1 in 17. And the reason I think we get better than the national average is, think about Shark Tank as the American Idol venture capital. We've got instant advertising. Millions of people see the idea. and they know about the product instantly. Those are the kind of millions of dollars that companies have to spend to get advertising they're getting for free on Shark Tank. So the platform is interesting. Out of all the deals I've done, only two have made money, and I've done over 20. So I'm sort of batting in that 1-in-17 average, but luckily I've made all my money back on the other, 15 that blew up. And you'll be amazed. I got to tell you this. Even though I think I know what I'm doing, and I'm sure that when I make an investment it's going to work, it only happens 1-in-17 times, and they fall apart for a wide range of reasons.
And I guess we see that all the time where, as you mentioned, you don't even have to get a deal on the show, and just the exposure alone can make your product or business skyrocket, right?
Yeah, sometimes the guy comes on the show or the woman, pitches the deal, they're so hot the next week, they up the price on it. That happens too. It's an ongoing negotiation.
Now, something we see, though, on the Canadian show anyway, Dragon's Den, and we don't see it on Shark Tank, is that the crazies that come in with the really terrible ideas, I mean, that gives them a spotlight as well. So, I mean, their dumb product could even do really well after an appearance on a show like this.
It's true. There was a woman that came on up there and said, look, I'm going to sing to a 5-gallon bottle of water and separate it into 3 separate elixirs through my voice. One will cure jealousy, 2 will make you wealthy, and 3 will keep you healthy. And I'm selling them for $20 an ounce after I sing to it. And I said, you are insane. Your sales are $20,000 a month right now.
Wow. Now, okay, so last season we had Robert Herjavec on the show, and I asked him this, and I know you two are always battling it out. What is the maximum you would invest in a company? Some people, have a limit. Do you have one? Or if it's just a great business idea, you'll go for it?
No, I don't have a limit. I've got lots of resources. I'm ready to go to work. But if I'm going to put in more than $1 million, it's not going to be on a speculative idea. I want to pay a multiple of cash flow. So I don't mind spending $250,000 on an idea, because if that goes away, okay, I take the hit. But $1 million plus, you got to show me you're running a business.
I've got to ask then, what is the most you've invested in a company?
The most, in 3 different years, the number one investment so far, $1.4 million.
Wow, and is that one of them that's returning your money now, or not quite yet?
No, it's in the living dead category. It's still alive. It requires more capital. And, I'll be lucky to get my money back on that one. That's what happens in venture capital. You win some, you lose some. That one, I hope, returns capital, but I may have to wait another 3 years. This is what I mean, Now you're getting me upset. I'm thinking about that $1.4 million capture in that company. I'm unhappy.
All right. Well, let's talk about, you're doing something good, though, on a Canadian show. You're working with a bunch of ex-cons, and you're giving them another chance. That's always a good thing, right?
Yeah. I got approached by a guy named Jasper James in London, England. I worked for him in 2008 on a series called Project Earth, the Discovery Channel. I was the host on that one. And he came to me a couple of years ago and he said, listen, Kevin, I want to create a show when people come out of jail, they never can get hired because everybody looks at their track record and obviously their background says they were in prison and they just avoid them. You can't even flip burgers after you've been in prison. So we're going to set up a challenge. These guys, look, I don't believe in dealing drugs, but let's say you have a crack cocaine dealer who's got a $100 million business. He's got logistics, he's got trucks, he's got salespeople, he's got product, he's got receivables. He's running a business. When he comes out of prison, let's put him back and let's see if he can run a company like FedEx. And you'd be amazed. That show's called Redemption Inc., and that's exactly what we're doing every week. These guys are resourceful. I mean, they're really, really smart. And I think it's going to turn people's perceptions around about why these criminals shouldn't go back into the workforce.
That's what makes you Mr. Wonderful. Kevin O'Leary, we've got to get rolling. But Friday night's ABC Shark Tank, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.